Today we're celebrating Life Day again, because it's actually Life Day. It's a November thing, as it turns out. And we're going to celebrate this with our Star Wars amigos in Nerdom. It's Scott and Aaron from the Bobsleds and Banthas podcast. So get ready for galactic holiday fun and let's live our best life day. Yikes, that's brutal.
We present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do we like theme parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
We like theme parks.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Move along. I'm not the host you're looking for. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and Queen Amidala stand-in from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, what's happening?
Oh, not much.
Ready to get
How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to get my Star Wars on. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Did you know today is Life Day? This is Life Day.
I didn't. Let's put this into hyperdrive.
Now you're doing it. Now you're feeling it. Now you're feeling it. And I heard you heard a laugh there. And we're joined, as always, by co-host, comedian, Diz Nerd, and Rogan Scoundrel. It's Mark Andrada. Mark, want to do some Star Wars?
If I'm honest, not really.
What?
Listen, I like Star Wars fine. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan like you are.
Why not? It's amazing. Get into it, man.
It just didn't really do it for me. It never really happened for me.
You're not into spaceships and lasers and like golden bikinis? Come on.
I like one of those three.
Lasers.
Lasers. It's lasers. I know. Yeah. All right.
100%.
Well, guys, we're going to have a super fun time today, not only because we're going to talk about Star Wars, but we are being joined today by two of our buddies in podcastdom. Is that a word? Podcastdom? I just made a word.
It is now.
There you go. So this is a part two of a collaborative celebration of Life Day with our friends over at the Bobsleds and Banthas podcast. It's Aaron and Scott. Aaron and Scott, what's happening, guys?
Hey! My hit was longer than yours.
No, it was awesome. Yeah. In unison.
It was length, not enthusiasm.
Hey, friends.
Gentlemen.
Good to see you.
You too. May the force be with you.
And with you.
Yeah, it feels very biblical and also with you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to take the Eucharist and we'll do some Star Wars. So pumped to be joined by these fellas. If you haven't checked out the Bobsleds and Banthas podcast, do it, especially because part one of the Life Day celebration has already been recorded and happened. So if you're listening to this, you got to circle on back to Bobsleds and Banthas, their podcast, to check out part one where we break down and do a review of the Star Wars Holiday Spectacular. I'm sure that's not what it's called, but it's all about Life Day.
Close enough.
What's it called?
Big, big oversell to call it spectacular, but yeah.
I was helping it out, right? I was kind
You were. You were doing great.
I was giving it a lift. Yeah, you're welcome, George. So definitely check out that podcast. And that's part one, and this is part two, but it doesn't really matter. You can listen to ours first and then circle back. Do whatever you like. You've got the
just
button.
Just listen to both of them.
Yeah,
just make sure you listen to both of them.
Yeah, check them out.
Stop right now. Stop what you're doing right now and go and listen to Bobsleds and Banthas first. You got to do things in order. Be reasonable.
Oh, well, okay.
But George never did.
But George is George. You know what I mean? We can't all be George.
Not George.
This is true. So we got a great opportunity to pop on their podcast and break down Life Day, talk all about the history, all of our opinions about it. But now we're going to do some fun. We're going to jump into Life Day, what Life Day could be in Batuu, in the parks. And maybe we'll play a little Batuu Star Wars Life Day trivia Jeopardy. What? To see who, Bobsleds and Banthas, or We Like Theme Parks podcast are the greatest of Star Wars minds. Who is it? Is it the guys that actually have Star Wars in their title? Or is it us? Who knows?
The guy who has not seen all the Star Wars.
Yeah. It's gonna be beautiful. Goldenrod. It's gonna be fantastic.
Tell you that.
But before we get into all that fun, we're gonna start things off by selling some t-shirts.
D Public presents
It's Your Shoutout.
All right. First shout out goes to at Disney Dork UK. It's our friend Leanne. What's up, Leanne? How you doing? Her Instagram is her happy place where she shares everything about Disney and Florida. And you know what? It was just her birthday. Happy 30th, Leanne. Thanks so much for listening to the We Like Theme Parks podcast. We appreciate you. Miriam, who you got?
My Insta shout out is at Diz Herds, and that's spelled H-U-R-D-S.
herds.
This is Drew and Maggie, and they are Disney bloggers. So they're documenting their travels and adventures from Walt Disney World and beyond. They're pretty fun. They look like they get to the parks quite often, and they're the best Diz herds.
They're the best Diz herds we know. That's for sure. Yep. Mark, who you got, buddy?
I've got Bobsleds and Banthas.
Hey!
They're a weekly podcast about theme parks, Star Wars, and the Walt Disney Company. And they're on Instagram. So Bobsleds and Banthas on Instagram. That's my TeePublic shout out.
Check them out. They do lots of fun stuff. Check out the Bobsleds and Banthas. Guys, you're on the show. You want to shout out somebody?
You got someone to shout out there, Aaron?
Aaron
doesn't know how to use Instagram.
Yeah, that's the one with the pictures that sometimes move.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to make my pictures move. I like that.
Only one of us is a marketing professional in our real jobs.
So you pick which one. I like at Hey Scott Storm. Pretty decent account if you like to see reposts of bobsleds and banthas.
Is it at Aaron Robbins as well? But I'm going to shout out the at Disney Assembled podcast. It's a fantastic podcast between a father and a daughter. They talk about, I think they're the happiest little father-daughter podcast on the internet.
It's cute.
It's a great. So at Disney Assembled, it's a fantastic show, fantastic people. Go check them out.
I love it. So you got to promise me, Scott and Aaron, the next time you're on someone else's podcast, that you'll plug ours. Would that be
100%.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. So let the fun begin, guys. Let's get into it and start talking about Life Day. On your podcast, we broke down the whole special. And boy, is it special. So what we thought we would do is talk about Life Day. Maybe before we jump into it, Scott, why don't you tell our audience what exactly Life Day is?
Yeah. So Life Day is a Wookiee holiday. Originally started out as a Wookiee holiday celebrating family and peace throughout the galaxy. It really surrounded the celebration of the family unit and Wookiee celebrated. It was a Wookiee holiday that then after the fall of the Empire, then everybody started celebrating Life Day left and right across the galaxy. People bringing string lights and Life Day orbs and decorating trees of life. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Okay. That's basically what it is.
So it's Star Wars Christmas.
Star Wars Christmas.
I like it. Beautiful. So why don't we talk about what could be Star Wars Christmas in the parks? What? It's Armchair Imagineering time.
Armchair Imagineering.
Batuu. It's not just blasters and fun. It can be Christmas too because of Life Day. And now it's officially canon. So this could actually happen. Thanks to The Mandalorian, by the way. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go around the horn. All five of us is going to be a big one. Five different pitches for Life Day creations, ideas, what have you, that could be installed into Batuu for Life Day season, which is, it's Thanksgiving, really, is Life Day season. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's like, it's sort of like your bridge between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right. Mm-hmm. So is the idea you rock this thing right November 1 and you go all the way through the holiday season?
Yeah, I think you end Halloween, you go right into Life Day right into Christmas time.
Okay. I thought you could run it with Christmas, like it is Christmas.
Sure, why not?
Just keep going, right? Anyway, all right. So here we go. This is it, guys. We're Armchair Imagineering. Who wants to lead this thing off? Anyone want to jump out there and say, I got this idea for Batuu? It's this.
Yeah, sure. I've got two real short ones, if that's okay.
Please.
The first one is a specialty food item that Batuu could be serving. And I'm going to reference the Star Wars Christmas Spectacular in this. I think they can be serving a Bantha rump. Bantha rump roast.
Yeah, the Ronto Roasters.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And you slice that up, you make that into a holiday sandwich with some stuffing and cranberry. I think that's a nice menu item. Mm-hmm. And my second idea is, hear me out on this, it's a parade.
Yes.
And in keeping with the special, this parade will be slow, it will be too long, and it will have a bunch of Wookiees in red robes holding Christmas orbs, I'm sorry, Life Day orbs, and they will just slowly walk through the entire park while the Carrie Fisher version of the Star Wars theme song plays.
Yes, that's
very on brand.
I like that idea because you, much like the special, don't know if this is a celebration or a funeral, right?
Yes. Is it a 2-hour parade?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got to be lengthy. Yes.
And it's two times a day.
Absolutely. Two times a day. You know what? If we could actually run this so when it ends, there's just enough time for everybody to head around and start it over again. Yeah.
I like it. I'm in on this. And I like that the walk is a slow walk. So you really see this parade.
Somber. I think a somber walk is what it is.
Yeah, we're gonna have to really remix this track because it might not be long enough, this Carrie Fisher jam. And by the way, if you don't know what we're referring to,
agree to disagree on that, my friend.
In Life Day, the Star Wars spectacular celebration, I'm just gonna keep adding positive words to it. It's buttoned by Carrie Fisher singing a song about Life Day that is actually just the Star Wars theme song with lyrics laid over top of it. It's pretty ridiculous. But yeah, she gonna sing. She's got a good agent. I like this pitch. Is that everything, Mark?
That's it.
I love these are great pitches. Why don't we take a Bantha tip here? Here we go. Scott, Aaron, you guys want to jump in?
Yeah, I just got loads of ideas, but there's a trader, and it's T-R-A-D-E-R, a shopkeeper on Kashyyyk in the Star Wars holiday special that kind of has weird knickknacks that he sells. So I think there's got to be some kind of Christmas cart that's pushed through Galaxy's Edge that has merchandise that you can only buy from that cart. And so it's all limited edition. Cart comes out once a day. It's kind of like the weapons dealer in Destiny 2 or something. It's in a different location or something.
I love it.
Some kind of collectible aspect to this, like very like adorned Christmas cart. That's my
You know what I love is that you've just pitched. Now we're integrating a character, specifically Son Den from Life Day. And does he sell that? What is the knickknack he tries to sell in the show to the Imperial Guard?
Yeah, toothbrush,
it's
right?
It's like a vibro toothbrush or something.
It's like a personal hygiene item.
It does everything.
It does everything. So wouldn't you want to sell these Star Wars toothbrushes? Yeah. I think it would be the best. No?
Listen, people want to buy sporks from Galaxy's Edge. I think you're going to want to be fine with buying a personal hygiene item.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm in. That's great.
For $50.
$50? That sounds cheap for that.
That's not bad.
For Galaxy's Edge, that's very cheap.
That's a good value.
It only brushes teeth. If you want to do other things, you have to buy additions.
Yeah. I have to download the app.
The basic model, yeah.
Exactly.
That's awesome. What else you got, Aaron?
Well, I feel like the Millennium Falcon there, you know, centerpiece to Galaxy's Edge. This is not canon with the Star Wars Holiday Special, but I just feel like the Millennium Falcon needs to be decorated as if Cousin Eddie drove it to Galaxy's Edge. It's got like lights on it and like an outhouse at the base of it or something.
Yes, I love it.
It's the best.
Could that's Cousin Eddie actually be there just dumping into the sewer?
A lightsaber that's cutting stuff off. Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
Didn't mean that. Can I hook this sewer line up anywhere?
This thing's hot.
And he's just dragging the sewer line from the Millennium Falcon through Batu and hooking it up somewhere else.
You guys, never mind.
Just around that.
But Cousin Eddie is a Wookiee.
Yeah, I like that.
So he doesn't speak, just
Edit Chuck.
Hey, Cousin Eddie, how's everything going over at the toilet over there? Aaron, is that it, buddy?
That's it for me.
Dude, awesome. Those are great. I love it. I love junking up the Millennium Falcon. It's the best. All right, I'll go next. Why not? How about a Smuggler's Run overlay?
Yes.
Oh, man, you stole it.
Oh, no. Well, let's do it together, Scott. So here's my pitch. And jump in, Scott. So it's Life Day. It's actually Life Day. And you're arriving at Batu instead of Hondo. It's Han. It's Han and Chewie. And they're like, dudes, we got to get Chewie back to Kashyyyk. It's Life Day. Yeah. So let's all hop in here. We'll be in the back. You guys can drive. I've already set the coordinates. Don't worry. Away we go. But there's a catch. And the catch is not only are you trying to just get Chewbacca back to Kashyyyk, but you're also going to have these cargo drops of gifts to Tatooine, Corellia, and Kashyyyk. What am I stealing, Scott? I'm stealing.
No, we're just on the. We're totally on the same wavelength.
We're in sync, buddy. We're in sync.
It's a Life Day miracle.
It's meant to. It's a Life Day miracle.
So you're flying around, and you can change one of those engineering buttons to present drop. You know what I mean? And so you're flying this thing and you're trying to take Chewie home and you're getting attacked and you're shooting them. And then there's different spots and you're dumping presents. Here's another pitch. Scott, please jump in. What if Chewbacca was
in... I'll wait for you to finish yours. I love this.
No, what if Chewbacca was in the cockpit with you? And he was like, and he was flying with you. So just this was a one day only on November 17th. It's the 17th, right? That's actually Life Day.
November 17th.
Which is actually my mom's birthday. Creepy. So November 17th.
Your mom was born on Life Day.
My mom was born on Life Day. Legit. Happy 70th, Ma, if you're listening to this. We just celebrated. So you have Chewie in the cockpit. So at the end, maybe it's not the end. Like you land in Kashyyyk and like the doors can open up and like smoke can come in and Chewie can be like, bye. And he can go. It closes again. You lift off again.
The first time he actually says an actual English word.
Yeah, or has a sign, what have you. No.
He's got to be like Tiny Tim. He's the one who says, God blesses everyone.
I love it. Yes.
First English words. Yeah.
But the trick is you have to fly up again because you got to get back to Batuu, right? You need continuity here. So you can't just end it in Kashyyyk.
I love this idea. I'm not even going to say that I have a better idea. I have a side idea. Okay, here's the side idea. Again, we're doing a holiday overlay for Smuggler's Run. You're not flying for Hondo, but you are flying for Chewbacca. And the reason why is because Chewbacca is stuck on a mission somewhere. He's on a mission for Leia or the Republic or the Resistance. And so he can't make it back to Life Day on time, but he's got Life Day presents for his son, Lumpy, or as Miriam would know him better, Lumpawaru. And so he has commissioned you to fly the Millennium Falcon to Hoth, where, of course, they make presents for Life Day. And, because it's winter. Yes. It's winter and snow.
There's so you got
to fly to Hoth to pick up the presents. Once you pick up the presents, you got to race back over to Kashyyyk in order to deliver those presents before Lumpy wakes up on Life Day morning. So he has something to open up on Life Day morning. And you're the big hero. So you're basically playing Santa Claus for Chewbacca.
Love it.
Are there AT-ATs in this?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Why not?
I'm in that 100%.
Yeah, you're flying between AT-ATs. Mm-hmm. You're picking up an AT-AT. You're giving an AT-AT to Lumpy. Why not?
I love it. I'm really loving this idea because now all of a sudden we're in the snowy planet and feels way more holiday vibe-ish. Great call, Scott. Loving it. Loving that.
For sure.
Thank Great you. Idea.
Smugglers Run. I say Smugglers
Fun.
Fun.
Oh, Smugglers Fun. I love it.
Incredible.
Yeah, no one's ever made that joke before. Ever.
The ride's not that old and it was only open for 2 months.
there's that. That's the first pitch. I'm also with Mark on a Life Day parade. I think you can have, how about this? The takeaway I got from the Life Day celebration, besides that song, was the orbs. Something about the orbs.
Yep.
And I had it in my mind and on the Bobsleds and Banthas podcast where we talked about Life Day, I always assumed that Life Day was celebrated by all different creeds and like animals and whatever monsters. It wasn't exclusively a Wookiee thing. Maybe the idea is that there's all these orbs and all the orbs have all the, maybe someone of that culture, or if it's like different animals and things that you've seen from the Star Wars canon. And I think you put them in drones and you fly them over top. Ooh, yeah. So they're kind of over top and that, so you're looking into the sky as opposed to something on the ground, which I thought
it's sort of like the Rapunzel lanterns, right? Yeah, Rapunzel lanterns, but like the Life Day orbs flying in the air.
But if you light it in a way, if you're doing this at night exclusively and you light up these orbs, I'm hopeful that you won't see the drones and you'll just see these orbs.
You are talking about an elevated parade or a parade where you look up, not straight out. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Genius. Has it been done before?
I don't know. Who knows?
I like it.
Yeah, thanks. And then maybe there is still like a conventional float or two, a big tree, the Kashyyyk tree with the family, the Chewbacca family, you know, having the big dinner with some of the friends. And I wanted to get all those dancers and acrobats on the table. What is it?
Holochest.
Yeah, the holochest. They're doing their Cirque du Soleil nonsense. And I think it'd be fun. And I think you can also just have more Wookiees. Like you'll see besides the family and Chewbacca, just like Wookiees from town, like the other Wookiees. And you could really play up, you know, that's the Wookiee that runs the flower shop. And that's the Wookiee that's the blacksmith. And like Wookiees with a little bit more character, which I think they've done with Chewbacca's family. You've seen the old man Wookiee and the kid Wookiee. So it could be fun to extrapolate on more Wookiees. And there you go. That's my Life Day pitch.
Love for that.
The only other thing I have here is I think the parade ends and we have the globe lighting processional featuring a Wookiee choir in the red robes and they all sing Wookiee. They sing in Wookiee. And
that's what everybody's clamoring for.
Yeah.
It is more Wookiee.
And the idea is that they're opening for the Max Rebo concert it becomes a big party. Right?
Back on board. 100% on board with that.
And then one last tip on the food side of things. Why not make something like a food and wine festival deal where there are carts from all these different planets in the Star Wars universe and they're bringing you their culinary delights. So you can have grilled wampa from Hoth or you can have womp rats from Tatooine. The Mon Calamari can have some kind of seafood dish. What have you?
Just have Mon Calamari. And I was going to be like, whoa, we don't make that joke.
You can't make that joke right now in the current climate.
Can I get 2 Akbars to go? Thank you. You know, why not? Scott, jump in. What do you got, man? We had a mind meld of an amazing idea.
I did. Yeah. I have one that I feel like Mark can absolutely get on board with.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm feeling it right now. I'm feeling the force right now.
Yeah.
And I'm saying a How the Grinch Stole Christmas type of story starring Kylo Ren as the that is looking down from his Star Destroyer and seeing all of the people on Batu singing. And that's the one thing he can't stand is the sing, all the noise. The one thing he can't stand, the noise. Yeah. And he comes down with this idea of stealing the Life Day tree, the tree of life, from the Batuians so that their Life Day celebration is ruined. But what happens? What happens? Mark, pick it up from there.
Well, I mean, it sounds like he's going to come down here and he's going to take the tree and he's going to realize that that has not ruined the celebration at all. Ooh, his heart will grow. How many times?
How many times? At least 10.
Three to 10 times the size.
Depends on which story you're reading.
And somehow that heart growth will shatter his chest armor.
Yes. Okay.
And he will bring the tree back down and deliver presents to every guest in Batu.
I love this. Oh, I figured out how big his heart gets.
How big?
50 portions.
Perfect. It's great.
And you pull up guests that are playing Batuians, like the Batuian that are celebrating Life Day, and maybe you put the red robes on them, right? Mm-hmm. So it's sort of, you get this feel of like the Jedi Training Academy when they put the robes on the Padawans. So you get kids up and they put red robes on them and they're sort of honorary Wookiees, perhaps, or
love it.
A part of the Life Day celebration, and they have something to do, but then Kylo Ren comes in and he's wrecking shop and he's destroying stuff, but then the smallest guest there, the youngest guest there, changes Kylo and turns him into a good guy, and he brings presents for everybody for Life Day.
Love
and
it.
And then at the end, he shouts to everybody, "Happy Life Day! I'm Adam Driver. Good night.
Good night." And then he shredded Adam Driver.
I don't know if you guys noticed.
I have a gigantic torso. It's enormous. What? You wouldn't know it under this cape. I take my shirt off. The thing is like huge.
Yeah.
I'm like Gaston.
Hey, have you guys watched the Lego Star Wars Celebration that just dropped?
The trailer is amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
It's so funny.
It just released this week, so I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I'm looking forward to sitting down with my kids and watching it. Has anybody else seen it?
I watched it today with my five-year-old who loves Lego Star Wars. Like, we watched Droid Tales, the whole thing, all of it. And she loved it. But there's a scene where it's topless Kylo.
Topless Lego Kylo.
Lego Kylo, topless. And Palpatine is trying to have a conversation with him. But he's like, just put a shirt on? Like, everyone's trying to talk to Kylo, but he's half naked.
Very distracting.
Yeah, but for it to be in a kid's thing, and it's Lego, it's pretty hilarious. It's like,
that's awesome. Amazing. I can't wait to watch it. It looks so funny.
It's gonna be great. Did you enjoy it overall?
Yeah. A bit, you know what?
Well, that was interesting. That was interesting.
Sorry. You know what? It starts off a little slow, but then it really picks up and gets really crazy and fun. And then at the end, I was like, oh, I get it. I see how they're riffing off of kind of some classic Christmas stories.
Yeah.
And then I appreciated it more after the fact. I was like, oh,
somebody's going to visit classic Star Wars scenes or something like that. Like, that's the premise of the whole thing.
Yeah. They're in like some time warp where they can bump in from different things. And anyway, yeah, check it out. I mean, if you like Star Wars, check it out. And if you like Lego, check it out. Why not? You're a master builder.
I'll be honest. I didn't care for that beginning part, that whole part where they were jumping around. I was a little concerned that the whole thing was going to be that. And as soon as they stopped doing that, I was in.
Oh, okay.
For my taste anyway.
Yeah. Once they set the table, I felt like it was good.
How does that compare to the other Lego movies of recent, like the Lego Movie, Lego Movie Part 2, Lego Batman? Like, does it feel like that, or does it feel more like Star Wars Droid Tales and that type of Lego stuff?
Like a video game cutscene.
Yeah.
It feels more like Droid Tales.
Okay.
Droid Tales is great. I would say that Droid Tales is better than this movie.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. In my view, I really enjoy Droid Tales. We're getting way off topic here, but yeah, I think the Batman movie and the Lego movie are superior to this movie, but it's still really good. That's my opinion. I really enjoyed it.
I love that they release it on Life Day.
Yeah,
like, I love cool. that Disney is acknowledging this and saying like, well, we're gonna lean into this. This is a Life Day celebration.
And they really do in it treat it like it's a Christmas party. They're like, it's definitely defined as like a Star Wars Christmas. It looks like there's a turkey. It looks like they're, you know, hanging Christmas decorations. And they do a really nice job making it something that a kid will get. Oh, it's Christmas. I get it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't super confusing and weird, which if you watch the original Life Day, that's, you know,
curious.
It's weird. Yeah, yeah. But
as my kid said, it was the 70s.
Just write it off. Yeah. These old guys were weird. All right, Miriam, so what do you got?
So I also had a Wookiee parade, but since we've heard two now, we don't have to talk about that. The only thing I added was the acrobats, which you added to yours.
No, I'm sorry.
And decorating the tree at the end.
Oh, that's cool.
I like that.
But just really sadly decorating the tree. Really depressing. We're not sure if we're into this decoration or not. And then I do have a food item, and it is a soft serve green milk with some kind of red decoration on the top to get the Christmas colors.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Great call.
But Absolutely. Everybody hates the green milk, so I want to make sure that we do not offer blue milk soft serve, only green that people don't like.
Could you do a peppermint green milk, like sort of make it
something that really clashes with
perfect
existing flavor.
And we're gonna take peppermint passion fruit and we're gonna blend it together in soft serve, put cinnamon on top of it.
Am I supposed to like this? No.
My last thing was I want an Oga's Cantina dance party.
Oh yes.
DJ Rex is going to have a special DJ guest with the chef from Life Day.
Oh, yes. Hospital.
And she's going to lead the party off by teaching the new dance craze, Whip Whip Stir. And she'll have a special guest appearance from the lady in white who was shot out of the confetti cannon, as we know.
Yeah,
and what was the name? Jefferson Starship.
I love that you have to dig around for that too, name.
But they're not performing. They're just watching the DJs, and they have their own separate booth to watch the party.
Oh, so Jefferson Starship is just a guest. They're not the only one that actually has musical capabilities.
They're going to be there it's required that they're there every day that the party is happening.
What else are they doing?
The signing autographs?
Yeah, exactly.
We can't get them to sing a song? Just
no,
we built this city and the Life Day Jam? Set the sky on fire or whatever?
Yeah.
I guess if they are going to sing a song, it's going to be Carrie Fisher's song. Just really want to make sure that nobody's having a good time at this party.
Mm-hmm. I have a thought based on the Jefferson Starship conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think? I feel like this is a perfect time, especially because it's a celebration. We're going to do it for a short period of time. Maybe we have a hard ticket event where you have Jefferson Starship and Helix performing together on the same stage. You have two Star Wars
separate
bands.
Songs at the same separate time. Song.
Yeah, that could be us. Just a cacophony of noise. Yeah. And then you have the Wookiee choir from, I think, Chris's Wookiee chorus, and everybody's singing at the same time. Just a cacophony.
Yes, and Kylo comes down and realizes his plan has worked all along too. Just really bring down the joy.
Yeah. And when the Mark Train riverboat comes by, they're like, what is happening over there?
But the Mark Twain will also be like blowing its whistle the whole time.
Yes.
Just full is what they call full whistle.
Yep.
Full whistle run, guys.
Just lay on that horn.
Make sure the train goes by honking at the same time, too.
Well,
the noise.
Well, guys, these are some tremendous ideas. If there is a Disney Imagineer listening and you're stealing all our stuff, that's great. We just ask for comps. I can't speak for the bobsled boys, but comp us up.
No, we'll take
comps.
You know, I'm all about
right? comp. There you go. So steal away, friends. But some amazing ideas. And wouldn't it be great, in all seriousness, that they actually integrated Life Day into Batuu, make it a ticketed event, let's celebrate it now that it's canon and it's a thing. I say go for it. And we've presented some fantastic ideas today. All right. Well, we're going to keep this party going, guys. We're going to keep hanging out with the bobsled boys. We're just going to take a quick break and come right back with some more We Like Theme Parks
podcast.
My favorite things. Hey. All right. We're talking about our favorite things. And today, in the spirit of Life Day, we're talking about our Life Day celebration in our homes. So who is in your Life Day stay-at-home party? Three Star Wars characters are going to be hanging out with you for your Life Day celebration at home. Who's it going to be? You can have anybody in the Star Wars universe to hang out with. I got to start with one of the Bantha boys because I feel like these guys have known this in their hearts forever. Aaron, who are your dudes hanging out with you for your Life Day celebration at home?
Yeah, get three. That's correct.
Yeah, three. Why not?
Yeah, so Scott.
And they can't all be Padme Amidala.
Oh, no, it's fine. Mine is Padme Amidala in two empty chairs.
This is like
joking.
This sounds like a date.
Happy Amidala, and then TK421, the stormtrooper, just because I feel like he's never probably gotten had like a good day. Mm-hmm. Seems like work was bad for that guy, and so I'm like, come over, take your helmet off. It's not working anyways, and this is before he's possibly dead. And then I'm gonna bring the bartender from the Mos Eisley Cantina because you know. Padme and I like to drink.
I love it.
Isn't that B. Arthur from the Star Wars Holiday Special or the original?
The original yeah. Bartender.
You don't want B singing at you guys? It'd be really romantic while you and Padme have a nice quiet dinner.
Exactly.
And the stormtrooper doesn't know what to do with himself.
Well, now he's got some air with his equipment. He's fine. He's just happy to be there.
Miriam, who's it your jam?
Okay, so I'm going to have Finn. Just because he seems like a real fun guy, yeah. You know? So yeah. I feel like he'd really elevate the party to a fun place. And then to bring it back down, we're going to have a family counseling session with Kylo Ren and Luke Skywalker. Oh, I think it's time to get these guys together for a meal and work it out.
Why are you bringing that drama to your celebration?
I feel like Finn is there for the buffer to like make sure everything stays chill and peaceful while they talk it out. Because what do you do over a holiday meal except get into family drama?
Arguments, yeah, naturally.
Drama.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing this drama home? Like, you could have a nice dinner.
I'm trying to help them. I want them to work it out, and they're going to do it over a holiday meal.
Oh, so you're sacrificing your celebration to bring these two back together.
Yeah, well, I have Finn there so that they can fight it out, and we can, you know.
Well, I mean, they have the Force. They might wreck your place.
That's fine. Okay. If they fix their problems, it's fine. I'm willing to sacrifice it.
They can help carve the turkey with lightsabers, too. Yeah, that's the other thing. They can help
cooks and cuts.
Yeah.
Just thinking about your place being destroyed, if they fight, you ever see Jedi fix stuff? I know they break things and they can pull things. They ever like reassemble things?
The Force?
Yeah, with the Force.
Just watching like Yoda make IKEA furniture? Is that
just that's exactly it. Yeah. Like, you know, Yoda helps you move.
He can't figure it out. No idea I have.
Extra parts have I.
Okay, Mark, who's in your jam, buddy?
Well, I brought up Yoda, so Yoda for sure. Mm-hmm. I want to do like a road trippy type thing. You know what I mean? Like we'll all hop in an RV. We'll do like a Life Day road trip. Maybe go see like a tree or something somewhere far away. So it's going to be me, Yoda, DJ Rex, and Jabba the Hutt.
That's a good pull.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good combo of people to go out.
Crash that one out.
Well, DJ Rex can he can DJ in your car, right? He can play all the jams.
Yeah, he can DJ wherever he goes.
I'm just worried about Jabba getting into your. I hope you got a big car, dude. What are you driving?
The back open. You know what? The side opens up like Hedwig in the Angry Inch. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, so his tail just kind of hangs out the side.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? All right.
His tail's got a sidecar. You just put a sidecar and you just flop his tail into it.
That sounds like a nice
Yoda assembling IKEA furniture joke. We didn't get that on our podcast. They got us such a solid.
They beat us to it. It's a really good one.
It was a good line.
Yeah. They also got a toy Yoda pun too. Yeah. By the way,
you guys are good. It seems like you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel like you. Why are you making? Why
this is 100 and something episodes?
No, we're not making it. We're not. We love that joke.
Scotty, how about you, amigo? Who is at your dinner?
I'm gonna steal one from Miriam. I'm also going to invite Finn to our table. I am a big board game player. Our family plays a lot of board games. It's sort of what you do on Thanksgiving and Christmas, too. You said after you've done opening gifts or whatever, play board games. And Finn loves playing board games. We see him playing board games, playing Holochess against Chewbacca in The Rise of Skywalker. So I feel like he'd want to join us in a round of board games after we get done eating. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to bring old Obi-Wan Kenobi, old Ben Kenobi, to the table. Feel like having someone there to have some great stories about what past life days were like, how we should appreciate what we have.
Yeah.
The celebration of family just feels like having Ben there is just, I want Ben there as opposed to young Obi-Wan. I like young Obi-Wan. He's brash. He's fun. But Ben's been there. And I feel like it's like having a grandparent at the table and hearing how things should be. Well, how they are and how they should be.
I like it.
And then in my last couple ones, I was thinking, do I want Chewbacca? I said, no, I realized it's originally a Wookiee holiday, but I feel like having Chewbacca at the table is like basically having my dog sit at the table.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it just feels unsanitary to me. I don't mind if he's there. I just don't think I want him at my life day table.
Sure.
I also thought Baby Yoda, but he's just going to eat all the eggs.
Yeah.
You're just looking for an egg joke.
I was just trying to find an egg joke. Yeah, there. Again, we can't make that. This is not the right climate to make eating egg jokes. But I did. And then my last one was Admiral Ackbar. Because we have established on our show previously that Admiral Akbar, he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
He's probably one of the most congenial Star Wars characters you'll meet. He's going to be very accommodating to you. He just seems like a good guy. Like, you know.
Be like, hey, we don't have any more turkey left. He's going to be like, that's okay. That's okay.
I don't need any more. You know, like.
He's resourceful.
He's resourceful. Yeah. And he's willing to give of himself for a Life Day celebration. And that's sort of what Life Day is all about, is celebrating the family that you have.
I like it. That's a great pitch. I like having kind of elder statesmen that can storytell. In fact, and I'll just cruise over to my pitch, I have a similar pick in Lando Calrissian.
Good pick.
Right?
Good pick.
I thought he could tell me like tales of his piracy in space. And he seems like he's been to really cool places and traveled all over. So I thought that it would be cool to have Lando to storytell. And he's just got a cool vibe, right? I think he would be down for some drinks. You know what I mean?
He definitely is.
Yeah. And then I thought I'd invite Rey over because, you know, she's nice. She's lovely. It'd be nice to have.
She's nice.
You know, Lando might appreciate bringing a lovely young lady, you know, who's also a Jedi, you know, which is great. And then I thought we could have Aunt Beru there so someone can cook and give us, you know, make us a nice meal, jump in. She feels, you know, you want like that mom figure, someone who can be like, you know, did you eat enough Bantha surprise? Oh, okay, great. You know what I mean? So that's my crew.
Aunt Beru cooks a mean porg. There's no doubt about that. Yeah,
no doubt.
The tastiest pork. She knows the right time to take it out of the oven.
Yeah. Slow cooker for her pulled pork.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that blue milk is going to be fresh. You know, Aunt Beru stocks a nice
fridge. Right off the Bantha.
right off of Bantha's teat. It's going to be
still
beautiful.
Warm.
And frothy.
I love it. All right, guys. Well, hey, that was my favorite things. And those were our favorite people to have at our Life Day celebration at home around our Life Day table, celebrating, eating some Bantha, having a nice time. Friends. All right. On a serious tip, someone passed away recently. Someone I actually really have a lot of respect for. Alex Trebek, Canadian game show host of Jeopardy. You know him. You know who Alex Trebek is. So we wanted to honor Alex a little bit today. And the only way we know we could celebrate Alex Trebek was to play Jeopardy right here on the podcast. And being that it's Life Day and a celebration of it, and we're joined by a couple of Star Wars eggheads in Scott and Aaron. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Star Wars Jeopardy. All right, friends, we got four categories. Each category has five questions with answers valuing from 100 to 500 bucks, space bucks. The categories are Imperial Impresarios, Planets Janet, I Love You, On Oga's Menu, and Hyperspace Streaming. Today we have two teams going head-to-head to prove their Star Wars trivia supremacy. First, it's Scott and Aaron from the Bobsleds and Banthas. Now, they have Banthas in their show name, so they might know a thing or two about the Star Wars stuff. And they're going up against Mark and Miriam from the home team, the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Mark, Miriam, feeling confident?
I have not seen all of these movies.
Scott, Aaron, you feel like this is going to be easy breezy, lemon squeezy?
Nope, never played podcast Jeopardy. I have Scott. So,
and Aaron hates The Mandalorian.
The problem you're going to have is that Scott's answers are going to be 7 hours long, and so that will be difficult.
Let me tell you the answer and the answer.
Hold on, wait. Can we stop
it
a second?
It starts back in 1955.
Aaron, you don't like The Mandalorian?
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you just like summarize why in like 15 seconds?
Boy.
Well, I'm learning to like it. Scott's got me in a 12-step program moving towards liking it. My problem is that for what I was expecting, the characters, dialogue, and story points seem entirely disposable to me. And so I'm having my trouble wrapping my head around the quick fire. They feel all like gray loot items. They feel like vendor trash to me. So that's just kind of where I'm at right now.
Aaron wants to be 5 years old again.
Yeah.
And he can't be 5 years old
again.
That's
true.
And so he's curmudgeonly against.
Or I want some of the actors in there to have some, you know, dirt on their face. It looks like they've lived a little bit.
They're very handsome people. Okay. They're very pretty
all
people.
Right. All right. That was more than 15 seconds. Great. So, Aaron, I respect your opinion, buddy. Because, yeah, I don't disagree with all that. Yeah, absolutely. I
appreciate it.
Yeah, you know you're a true nerd, a true Star Wars nerd with an opinion like that. So,
oh, wow.
Tip of the cap, sir. Yeah.
See, to God, he gives me compliments. Makes me feel good about myself.
What do you know? Not you first. Talk to my co-host.
So, friends, if you know the answer, just jump in, but only one answer per team. Person who had the board continues with the next question. Make sense? Jeopardy?
It's like Jeopardy.
Yeah, it's like that game, Jeopardy.
Oh, it's like Jeopardy.
Yeah, it's like Jeopardy, yeah. All right, so since Scott and Aaron are our guests, why don't we let them control the board to start this thing up? So, gentlemen, if you will.
Let's go with On Uga's Menu for whatever dollar value is the lowest.
I think it's 100.
100.
On Uga's Menu for 100. Luke's homeworld is famous for these ballpark franks. Ballpark franks. Nobody? Anyone gonna know the answer?
Where's Luke from?
That was their answer. Just to be clear.
Going once? Going twice?
I mean, this is gonna be wrong, but it's the only thing I can think of that you would say, and I'm gonna say a Dagobah dog.
No, that's not right. Scott, you got something?
I was saying the problem is that the only brand of hot dog that I know is Ballpark Frank.
So that's your answer, Ballpark Frank. Aaron, help this guy out.
I'm just learning how this game is played. These are all puns. These are not actual answers. Yeah.
I think
it's going to be complete nonsense.
It's going to be nonsense.
Okay, gotcha. These are brews in a bun.
I like it, though. Nice pitch. The answer was Tatooiners.
This game is so obvious now. I get it. Let's go.
Well, you control the board still, Aaron. What's the next one you want?
Planets Janet for 100.
Planets Janet for 100. In Jar Jar and Leia's homeworld, this is the board game of choice.
I got it.
Hit it.
Naboo. Naboo's Taboo.
Taboo is correct for 100 bucks. Now you get this game. Welcome to it, bobsleds. All right, you control the board, bobsleds. Where are you going now?
Let's get some big money.
Okay.
Hyperspace streaming.
You're picking big things before I'm warmed up. I don't even know how this game works. Keep going.
I feel confident. Okay, good. Hyperspace streaming for 300.
Okay. Alex. The answer is this new Disney Plus show features the galaxy's smoothest criminal as he returns a unique child back home.
Is it Lando and Mando?
Incorrect. This Disney Plus show features the galaxy's smoothest criminal as he returns a unique child back to its home world. Going once? Nothing?
I'm going to say, this is going to be weird here.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Jack-O-Lorian?
Incorrect. The answer is
the Landalorian.
The Landalorian would have been the correct answer. Aaron, you got to jump in.
What?
Yeah, sorry. So nobody gets that bad boy.
Oh, I don't get feel-good points?
Landalorian.
The Landalorian, yeah. Oh,
man.
Keep going.
What about Mando Calrissian? Is that anything?
No.
It's not my
answer.
It was Smooth Criminal that threw me off. I'm like, Smooth Criminal Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson's nickname is Jackalorian.
Oh, I see what
That's the way my brain works.
Nah, sorry, Scott. There you go. That's for you. But you still
control
control the board, bobsleds. Where do you want to go?
Let's stay with hyperspace streaming for the next one. 200, 500.
Which one?
A couple of credits, whatever the next dollar value is.
You want to do 200? Let's do 200.
Let's do 200.
All right, for 200, this 90s MTV cartoon features a four-armed Sith villain and Butthead.
What is Grievous and Butthead?
Correct. For $200, 200 space bucks.
I love that you gave half the answer in the question, or vice versa. You gave half the question in the answer.
Yeah, well, I had to. That made it funnier, right?
Oh, Mark, when did you show up? Wow.
Okay, bobsleds, you still have the board.
Imperial Impresarios for 100.
For 100. Luke and Leia got their dad a pet from a swamp. Not Dagobah, but the Everglades. So you could say that this pet is Luke and Leia got their dad a pet from a swamp, not Dagobah, but the Everglades. So you could say that this pet is Anybody? No? No one wants to take a stab at it? All right. The question is, what is Darth's gator? Darth's gator.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Well, thanks, guys. I like compliments, too. You still have the board, bobsleds. Where are you going?
Let's do Imperial Impresarios for 200.
For 200. Before joining the First Order, this general worked at the Coruscant Mall, selling these to make sure the entire galaxy looked out of this world for every formal occasion.
Before, General Huxedo.
I will give it to you. The answer was Hux's Tuxes, but we'll give it to you. Huxedo is good to go.
Yay!
That's for 200.
Are you actually keeping score?
I mean, I kind of am. I'm writing down who's answering this. Cool. So I'll count it up later.
I mean, I'm not sure who's winning right now. But.
General Huxedo, that was a good one.
It's a fun game.
It's a fun game.
You having a good time, guys?
You're all, having a great time. All right. We're killing it.
Well, you still have the board.
Having more fun.
Mark, Miriam, you having a good time?
Yeah, this is fun.
Yes.
That's fun.
We're having fun.
We're having as much fun as Life Day is.
Okay, you guys have the board. Where would you like to go next?
Mr. Robbins, where are we going?
Let's go Planets Janet for what's the highest thing I can do? 500?
500.
500. Planets Janet for 500.
Oh, man.
Planets Janet for 500. In Spanish, this is an outer rim water world famous for building armies and also a half car, half truck.
What is El Camino?
That is correct. What is El Camino?
Yo.
For 500 space bucks, you guys still-
I feel bad how nerdy I am. Like I sort of like, I'm hearing myself. I'm like, I hate myself a little
bit. I know, but right now it's paying off. So let's
it
just,
is paying yeah, off. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life.
It's like a shirt or something we get, right?
Probably not.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to our sponsor. So let's keep the ball rolling, guys. Where are we heading to next?
We're going to go to Olga's Menu for 200.
Olga's Menu.
I want to hear Miriam's answer on this one before we say anything.
Sure. A delicacy.
Or Mark's made up answer. Either one works for me.
Okay. A delicacy for cowboys on planet Uktu, even an in-hiding Luke Skywalker serves this dish straight out of a can. A delicacy for cowboys on planet Uktu, even an in-hiding Luke Skywalker serves this dish straight out of a can.
No. Does Mark know?
Mark, any ideas, buddy?
I haven't a clue. I don't know what you're talking about.
Organ beans.
Say it again.
Organ beans.
Porgin beans is correct.
Very nice.
I was going to say pork mill chili.
This is that literally the funnest game I've ever played.
I'm glad you're having a good time. So where do you want to go next?
Hyperspace streaming for 500. If we answer all the high value ones, then they literally can't win.
You're really playing strategic here. Yeah.
You don't need to, you know.
You really
for the record, I was just playing for funsies.
Okay.
Everyone's going for the kill. I love it.
And the answer is this film portrays the rise of a nefarious Gungan from a political refugee to narcotics kingpin.
Come on, guys. You can do it.
Say it again.
This film portrays the rise of a nefarious Gungan from a political refugee to a narcotics kingpin. Scott, I think, has it.
Is it Jar Jar Face?
I'll give it to you. It's Jar Face is the answer. But yes, you get
it. Oh, yeah. Way to go, Mark and Drott on the board.
I feel good about myself. Thank you.
Okay, Mark. Now. We Like Theme Parks podcast controls the board.
We get to choose.
Oh, Miriam, you choose.
It's fun. We've been doing it all night.
Let's do On Oga's Menu for 500.
The answer is, after a long day of scavenging, a Jawa loves to relax and drink this cocktail. After a long day of scavenging, a Jawa loves to relax and drink this cocktail. Anybody? Does Scott have it already? Scott.
I'll try it. All but right,
go for it if you got it.
What is sipping on Jawa's juice?
That's nice.
Incorrect.
Oh, you're going to get a point anyway for that. That's
I like the singing, though. Yeah, maybe a half a point. Yeah. We'll just give you like this just for singing, but you don't actually.
Thank you for the singing. I appreciate it.
It was nice. It was good. We Like Theme Parks. How about you guys? Anybody?
I don't know, man.
No. All right. The answer is, or the question is, what is an Utini martini?
Yes. As soon as you were about to say it, I was like, oh, Utini.
That's good. It's kind of deep,
good.
Too.
Very good.
I like it.
You like the deep cut?
Yeah.
There I did.
You go. All for you guys.
I didn't.
Miriam's not having any fun.
So disheartened.
Like legit.
So set. Jawas are small creatures, and they say Utini.
Okay. Where to next, bobsleds? Oh no! Wait, you didn't get that
this
one.
This is you guys.
Oh, we like pick. Theme parks. Still
Mark,
controls the
do
board.
Do you want to pick?
No, Miriam. It's all at you.
How about planets, Janet, for 400?
Planets, Janet, for 400. The postal service on this forest moon is brutal. Mail often comes back to you with this message.
Return to Endor.
Return to Endor.
Incorrect.
What? No, that's the right answer. That's definitely the right
mail
answer.
Mail Endor deliverable. Bob.
I hope that's the right answer.
Bobsleds, do you have an answer?
Right with Chris's brand.
Wicked place were you sending this?
Okay, so the answer was sorry, I couldn't give it to you guys. It was return to Sendor.
Oh wow, return. You guys got off on. I mean, you guys just yeah.
I give that one to you.
Just bobsleds would give it to you. Yeah. Just so you know, we're just not.
Oh, you will? Okay, then you get it for 400. Enjoy, guys.
We would if they were on our show.
They hand it to you. All right, way to go, guys. Way to get one.
We need to turn this around.
I'm starting to get nervous now.
Yeah, I'm starting to get nervous for you.
Okay, Miriam and Mark, you guys control the board.
How about Imperial Empresarios for 500?
Going for all the big ones, guys. Okay, here we go. Walking up and down an Imperial Star Destroyer can really make a Grand Moff's tootsies soar. I guess you could say this about Vader's boss. Walking up and down an Imperial Star Destroyer can really make a Grand Moff's tootsies soar. I guess you could say this about Vader's boss. Anybody? Too nerdy? This is for 500.
I'm trying to figure out what the...
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the pun on this.
Pun. Yes. I've got half the pun. I don't have the second half.
Okay, one more time.
Can you say one more time?
Yeah, certainly. Walking up and down an Imperial Star Destroyer can really make a Grand Moff's tootsies soar. I guess you could say this about Vader's boss.
Aaron, do you have it? You have any? It's a play on Tarkin, right? I mean, that's the thing. It's a play. It's definitely a play on Tarkin.
Yeah. Tarkin's dogs are barking.
Tarkin's dogs are barking. Thanks.
Nicely done, Miriam.
Scott, you can't give up the free info, bro.
I'm really regretting it. Dang.
Oh, we like theme parks for five, honey. Nice one, yeah. Miriam. You control the board.
Are you doing math right now? Because I'm doing math right now.
I'm not doing math right
now. Definitely doing math right now.
Let's do Imperial Empresarios for 400.
For 400, before learning how to use his communicator, this Yoda apprentice who turned secret Sith used to send notes to his master by sending him these Japanese-inspired poems.
What is Count Haiku?
Close. We like theme parks.
What is Count Haiku?
Isn't that what I just said? I'm pretty sure I just said that.
You just said the same thing.
Oh, did
you? Yeah, I said the same thing. The answer is Dooku's Haikus.
Dooku's Haikus
is the answer. Nobody gets it, but we like theme parks.
I genuinely had no idea, so I just said what Scott said.
Good point. That's generally what I do.
I figured if you just said it more emphatically, he would have given it to you.
It was close.
If he would have, you would have.
All right, Miriam. Mark, where do you want to go next?
It's us. It's our board.
You still, nobody got that one. It's still your board.
Oh, okay, right. Miriam, you're doing great.
How about on Oga's menu for 400?
On Oga's menu for 400, just pour, add water, and mix to quench your thirst and power up your lightsaber. Just pour, add water, and mix to quench your thirst and power up your lightsaber.
What is Kyber Crystal Light?
I will give it to you. Kyber Crystal Light is correct for 400.
Yeah, that was really good. Nice job, Miriam.
We're really losing it. Or it's because we've been podcasting for 6 hours.
Yeah. Or we can just get some Crystal Light. Does anybody have anything?
Okay, Miriam, you got the board still. Where are you heading?
Let's finish Oga's menu for 300.
For 300, the answer is this ice cream parlor staple was renamed after a promising young Skywalker. Dessert! Yippee! This ice cream parlor staple was renamed after a promising young Skywalker. Dessert! Yippee!
What is Bananakin Split?
Bananakin Split is correct. Excellent work,
Scott. Back on the board!
They are Bananakin back.
Split. Who comes up with this stuff?
This is Chris Bond. This is me. This is the genius of Chris Bond right now.
Okay. Bobsleds has the board. Where do you want to go?
We can't lose this. Where do you want to go?
We must not lose control.
We cannot. We have to maintain control.
Total domination. Pick something.
Are we going...
Don't even let Miriam speak. When she speaks, it's usually right. So don't let her talk.
Yeah, I'm just going to go.
Yeah. That's a good strategy. Right.
Hyperspace streaming for 400.
Oh, my. This one is our daily double.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but yay.
Well, we're going to count up. Are you counting how much money you guys got?
Trying to.
Scott, did you do the math? I mean, I might need a second.
I'll do my math really quickly. 1,500
space bucks?
1,500 space bucks?
Let's see here. Let's see. What do you got? What do you got, bobsleds? I want to confirm. 5, 10. You have 1,500. That's what you said, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Great. Nice job. Okay. So you got 15. How much do you want to wager, boys?
The problem is that the We Like Friends, mm-hmm, they've got 1,800.
Are they really winning right now?
Yeah, they're
winning. Never underestimate Miriam. She will get you in
no
the end.
No kidding. Do we have to answer this, or is it just up for grabs?
No, it's daily double. We say how much we wager.
Yeah, it's all you.
If we don't get it right?
You get minus if you screw it up.
Yeah, have you been minusing points the whole time?
No, I only minus on daily doubles.
Okay.
Like you're taking the risk, right?
We have to jump ahead of them.
Okay.
So we have to wager at least 300.
Okay.
300 it is?
That would be the tie.
That sounds like a weenie. That sounds like a tattoo weenie bet right there.
Hey, let's
go 500?
500.
Well, right. How about this?
We go 1,500. You want to go 1,500?
I'll go 1,500. I don't care.
1,500.
1,500.
We can be throwing this whole thing away. We're
going full sled.
Before you shoot yourself in the foot, why don't I tell you the special category for the Daily Double?
Oh, I didn't know that was the
thing. Oh, okay.
It's a unique question. The category is musicians in space.
It's John Williams. We're the only ones that get to answer this, right?
Jefferson Starship.
Okay. So do you still want to go 15 or do you want to go back down to 3?
Should we go for broke?
Let's go for broke.
1,500.
Okay.
True daily double.
Here we go. The answer is, this famous Baroque period composer loves playing the galaxy's oldest and most popular card game.
What is Johann Sebastian Sabach?
Correct.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Wow, that's a big one. Okay, and you control the board.
We can go wherever we want there, buddy.
On a trip. See some planets or something, or get something to eat. Is there anything
Let's get some. Oh, no, I think that board's closed down.
Yeah, right? Food is done.
Oh, boy. Well, we made all of our money back in hyperspace streaming. I feel like we should just do 100. Let's close it out.
Yeah.
Well, hyperspace streaming for 100.
All right. The answer is, this is Boba Fett's dad's favorite movie.
What is Django Unchained?
Correct. Django Unchained for 100 bobsleds. And that closes out the hyperspace streaming category. Where would you like to go next?
Here's the thing. Mark, Miriam, you made us focus. Okay, you got us scared.
You got Scott upset.
You got me upset. All right.
Yeah.
I was only given one cookie today during cookie time. I'm very upset about this.
And he only got half of it.
And I only end up getting half of it. I'm focused now. We're going Planet Janet for 300.
For 300, the answer is, this is the amount of Yevons it takes to screw in a light bulb.
I got it. I think I got it.
Say it.
Is it Yevons 4?
Yeah, what is four? I will take it. Four it is for 300. All right, bobsleds. There's only a couple questions left. Which one do you want?
Switch it up. We'll go to that Imperial Impresarios for whatever dollar figure is highest.
Yeah, for 300. This commanding officer of the First Order leads troops into battle with a blaster in one hand and an inhaler in the other.
Captain Asma.
Captain Asma is correct.
Nice.
I love these questions.
I know, these are fantastic.
These are so good.
Like, yeah.
Okay, here's the last one, guys.
Can you come over every week? Can you just hang out with us?
I would hope if you did this in front of people that we know so they can know that this nerdism really just pays off.
We'd also be repulsing people with our nerds and they'd be like, what is wrong with you guys?
Clearly nothing.
All right, guys, here comes the last answer, and it is this for planets, Janet. Me mind on fire, me soul on fire, feeling. Me mind on fire, me soul on fire, feeling.
Hoth, hoth, hoth.
Hoth, hoth, hoth is correct.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
As soon as you said it, I was like, yeah. No,
yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, without even looking at the score, congratulations to the bobsleds and Banthas proving their Star Wars know-how over the We Like Theme Parks podcast crew. We're not worthy. Great job, guys.
Fondo, I got to tell you, okay? 2020 has been a hard year. I don't know if it's been a hard year for you. It's been a hard year. Lots of challenges, lots of things, lots of reason to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. This is quite possibly the greatest thing I've done in all of my life. This is the best thing.
That's kind of you to say. You had a fun time, obviously.
Oh,
it was good.
Oh gosh, yeah,
it was
cool.
Great.
It was a blast.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, we just like to have fun. That's what we did. And it was a close one. I got to tell you, that comeback that We Like Theme Parks podcast was mounting was pretty.
The blood pressure was rising. The heart was beating a little bit faster. I was getting a little sweaty.
Honestly, did you regret giving away those 400 points like a little bit later? You're like,
oh, the Tarkin one?
Yeah, yeah.
we couldn't come up with it. It was there, but you couldn't come up with
it. I'm actually really proud and impressed that Miriam just like pulled that out. Yeah. She's like, Tarkin's dogs are barking or whatever it was. And I was like, what did I just do? What did I just do?
Only because you said Tarkin. I really had no clue.
Oh, that was awesome, guys. That was great.
That was a great time.
All right, friends. Well, hey, this is where we're going to wrap up the show. We had a great time today talking about everything that's Life Day. Check out Life Day if you haven't seen it. It's on YouTube, so maybe some of this stuff will make a little bit more sense as far as our armchair Imagineering goes. Please check out the Bobsleds and Banthas podcast to see part one where we talk about the Life Day spectacular extravaganza, the musical that's available on YouTube, so you know what's what. Check them out. These guys are great. And guys, thanks so much for coming on today. What a fun time. We double dipped on Star Wars, huh?
Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks for having us. It was a blast.
We're so happy. Blaster. Yeah. That was a good pun.
I love it.
We had such a good time. This has been so much fun. And both of us, we can't wait to do this again with you soon.
Hey, we'll definitely figure out the next thing. I'm thinking, I heard that someone was a Disney prince, and I would love to talk to them about that.
Somebody may have been a Disney prince.
Someone may have been a Disney prince. For another day, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Well, all right, friends. Well, hey, thanks so much for tuning in today. If you want to reach out and say hi, hit us up. What's up at welikethemeparks.com. Or you can always find us goofing around on Instagram at welikethemeparks. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at
miketreblecockmusic.com.
Yeah. A big thank you to Scott and Aaron from the Bobsleds and Banthas podcast. Where do we find you?
I know this is your bit.
We're both pointing at each other.
You do it.
Listen, you can find us. I almost said welikethemeparks.com.
Move over.
You can find
us. I like this show better.
You can find us bobsledsandbanthas.com. You can follow us on Instagram at bobsledsandbanthas.com. We release every week on wherever you get podcasts. So happy to be a part of the We Like Theme Parks episode today.
Thanks, guys. Well, appreciate you hanging out with us. And for Scott and Aaron and Marion and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And we
like
theme parks. We did it.
Bye.
Oh, that was a good one. Nice.